Non-commercials. You claim you haven't heard anything about your Eric or Harold not participating?
No. Eric, I know, is in San Diego, and he did say that he would try and be on the call, but that's all I have heard.
Yeah, okay. Did you get proxies for any of them?
And I have had proxies for Roger, who won't be on the call. He gives his proxy to Carrie, or to, secondly, to Jordan. Grant gives his proxy to you, Marilyn. And Ellen, if she can't be on the call, gives her proxy to Jay Scott.
But Ellen's right here.
Oh, sorry, Ellen.
You're sounding more and more southern every day, dear.
Hey, I do that only so I can imitate my hero, Jay Scott, and you.
Ellen, remember this is being recorded. You're going to have to live with that.
Oh, my God. You're probably... Worst thing that I've had to live with.
Well, the good thing about it being recorded rather than being transcribed is you can hear the irony in her voice.
I know.
There are some advantages to a recording, and irony and sarcasm are one of them.
No, Jay Scott, my love for you is most sincere.
So there's no helping some people, is there?
We have transcribed three of the transfers calls, just as an FYI for folks. And that's because Glenn tried to take holiday, and I missed her so much that it took this expensive replacement. It kind of is an experiment. If folks wanted to go take a look at it on the archives to see. For purposes of documentation, like when we're doing open calls on the transfers call, I think it's been being very helpful because we're doing presentations from experts, and the presentation is completely recorded. But Jay Scott is right; we do miss the irony.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're well quiet now. Just missing the non-coms. I perhaps make a start in the meeting, and I may just reverse the agenda. We have one scheduled item, that is a confirming vote for the Names Council chair, but also under AOB, we need to just discuss the issue of deletes and the existing transfer task force, and decide where the best home for the deletes issue is going to be, so that we don't halt work. On that.
Philip?
Are there other things to add to the agenda then?
Point of order, Carrie.
Yep.
I just wonder, doesn't an item added to the agenda spontaneously have to be some sort of new business? The issues that are being treated by task forces certainly aren't matters arising as any other business.
I had sent an email to the Names Council indicating that I wanted to make a report. You may recall seeing that.
Yep.
Did you object at that time?
No, I'm just note that the agenda has a single item on it, and we've been asked to reserve a half an hour. So I've reserved a half an hour, and I'm a little bit...
I'm hoping it's going to not take half an hour.
Better if we established a task force whose sole function was to deal with the issue of deletes, and there may very well be expertise available from the transfers task force, and if so, then those people could gladly go back to their constituencies, and the constituencies can then make a decision as to whether or not they feel that these people, number one, have the time and the resources to devote to working both on the transfers issue over the next few months as well as the delete issue. But I would hate to see an issue as important as the delete issue, especially when we are dealing with technical functions surrounding grace and redemption, for instance, as well as implementation of the waitlist service, be given a secondary position with respect to transfers. So that's the way I feel about it. Thank you.
Can I just ask you, in relation to this, I think I'd agree with you that we wouldn't want a partial group taking making options or policy recommendations, but as I understood it, the idea of this initial group using registered registrars and ICANN staff would basically be an expert group who would simply describe the problem.
Well, but the only problem there, Philip, is that you have people right now who are a part of the transfer task force who were originally delegated to that transfers task force specifically for those functions by the constituencies.
Uh-huh.
And there's a strong possibility that constituencies may want to apply additional resources, and from a practical standpoint, there may very well be people within the constituencies that they feel would be more qualified to deal with the delete issue. And frankly, my biggest concern is the timing. One of the principal criticisms that ICANN included in the study indicated was the fact that it takes so long for a lot of these issues to be dealt with. So why should we wait another 3 or 4 months to really apply the resources and on these issues, when if we established a delete task force, we could concentrate on that immediately, resources directly to that. Thank you.
Sure. Although I guess an expert group could potentially provide input to whichever group we finally decide to be the recommending body. Anyway, Bruce, you're next.
Thanks, Philip. I guess just a general comment about separating the purpose of a task force from individuals that might be members of the task force. My view is the purpose of the task force was set out to be transfers, and it had a terms of reference for that task force. Individuals on the task force certainly have expertise in delete, and part of their work on WLS has led people to learn more of the issues associated with delete. So I think delete is an important issue, but it's not what I see the objective of the task force. What I will say, though, the Philip and Marilyn and myself were involved in a group that was looking at new policy processes, and the first step in the new policy process that's being considered is to create an issues report. And I think Marilyn's suggestion that a working group could be formed to work with ICANN staff. And what I would suggest is that what they're actually producing is the issues report, which is to say these are the issues associated with deletes. That issues report could be submitted to the Names Council. The Names Council then can decide whether to deal with those issues at the Names Council level or to decide to create a task force to look at those issues. The membership of that task force, though, could quite easily be common to the membership of the transfers task force, and that's a decision for both the individuals on the transfers task force and also a decision for the constituencies.
Okay, thanks for that. Jordan.
Yeah, thank you. I think actually Bruce's last suggestion was an excellent one, and I'm glad that he thought of that, because that's not something that actually come up in the previous conversation. So there's certainly no reason why such an expert group would need to be attached to any particular task force at this point in time as we make our decision. And I think this is an important decision to make. But I want to echo the comments that Carrie and Ken made earlier in the call, which is I think that, as we can all tell by the amount of conversation that we've had here, this is a weighty issue and ought to be decided, after being fully pushed through the, with enough time and with enough consideration by the constituency as an actual agenda item in a future meeting as opposed to today. But I think there are really some substantive issues surrounding why deletions are an issue that we need to undertake and to have a very good understanding of. I think also that there is some overlap with the work that the Transfers Task Force has been doing, because, of course, between any action and a delete, there's going to be some interaction. But if we just look at the number of grace periods associated with a typical registry operation, that you've got an add grace period, you've got a transfer grace period, you've got, there's 4 or 5 of them that are, typically a part of every ICANN contract, and the delete action interacts with all of those equally. And so while there is some interaction with the transfers, we could, if we had such a thing as a domain name registration or an add task force, we could say that there were considerable overlap with that as well. And I think just in terms of transparency and understandability from the outside, it certainly makes sense to have this issue dealt with by a dedicated group. But I continue to decide, not today, but, after a little bit more thought and discussion within the constituencies and after we've, had the chance to digest some of the comments made here on this call.
Okay, Jordan, thanks for that. Marilyn, do you want to make a comment back?
I'd like to just make two comments that I think you did clarify for Ken. There was never an intent in the idea of a small working group that it would replace input from affected parties. The intent was to try to document the present understanding of deletion, staff experience, and the registrar experience so that there could be sort of a factual gathering of that. I think it was very much intended to address the concept that Bruce mentioned as the issues report, but was intended to be a way to provide parallel processing, so to speak, not to replace the need for the kind of input and commentary needed from affected parties.
Okay. Well, perhaps the way forward should be, and I said we do still have the non-coms absent in terms of input on this call. Perhaps I could suggest that the names council chairman, he said, choosing his words carefully, together with yourself, Marilyn, as a transfer task force chairman, could perhaps make a short proposal to be discussed at the next telephone conference of September the 12th, and perhaps based around the idea of an expert group and the composition that you noted before for the reasons you've said in terms of it, their technical expertise. And then we can have we can perhaps have that as the first question. The second question then to be decided at that meeting would be whether or not the further work based on that identification should be done by the existing transfers task force, or if constituencies are keen and willing and have nominees at the ready for a new task force. Is that perhaps the best way to go?
Philip, can I just comment on that last point, which I think is a very important one? I did poll the task force members, and the interesting, because of that particular issue, some of us who've been on the Names Council for some time, and those of you who predate me, are aware that many constituencies have rules about how they choose representatives. So one of the concerns that I raised with the constituencies was their ability to staff a second process and how long it would take them. Contrary to what may have been conveyed by some, my goal is to get the work done, not necessarily to do it myself. And the I think that last question needs to be put to each of the constituencies.
Yep.
So that they could come to the discussion prepared with resource assessment so that things could move one way or the other.
Okay, and if you're happy,
this is Ken Stubbs. I'd like to fully agree with Marilyn's last comment. I think it's extremely important that constituencies be prepared to indicate what kind of a commitment they'd be willing to make to an effort like this in the future.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, Madeline, if I could ask you then to coordinate with the Names Council Chairman on that for the next meeting, so we have a proposal in advance, that would, I think, be the best way forward. So let's move now to the main business of the day. This was agenda item one, and a pleasurable activity it is, two, confirming vote for Names Council Chair. As we're aware, there was one nomination for the Chair, duly nominated and seconded. Just as we've done in the past, I propose now we have a confirming vote, which I'll take by name for that position. So this is now a confirming vote in favour of Bruce Tonkin as Names Council Chair for a term of office starting 1st of September 2002. Jordan, how would you like to vote on that?
I would be glad to support Bruce in his...
Thank you.
That's the word.
Carrie, your vote.
Fully supportive of Bruce.
Splendid. Now, has Roger given a proxy? Yes, he has to Carrie.
Roger has given his proxy to me, and I believe he feels precisely as I do.
Splendid. Tony Holmes.
I'd be pleased to support Bruce.
Excellent. Greg?
I vote for.
Thank you. Tony?
I support Bruce.
Thank you. Oscar is not with us. Elizabeth?
I support Bruce.
Andy, thank you. Philip? Philip Brabenzi. Okay, I'll come back. Bruce, I'm not sure if I get a vote.
You're going to set me now, Philip?
Oh, there you are, Philip, yes.
I'm sorry, that's some problem with my thing. I certainly support Bruce.
Bend it. Thank you. Ken?
Excuse me, I have to take it off mute. Fully supportive of Bruce.
Thank you very much. Harold and Eric are not with us. Yoon has given his proxy to me, I understand. Is that right, Glenn?
That's right, Ken. Sorry, Philip.
Okay.
And the other two are not able to be reached by phone. I phone.
Okay,
phone.
You try. Thanks very much. Okay, then I will exercise my proxy for you and vote in favour. Ellen, your vote.
Support Bruce, but I'd like to say, Philip, I will miss you. You're most welcome.
Thank you very much. Laurence?
Yes, I fully support Bruce as well.
Excellent. Jay Scott?
In support.
Thank you. Marilyn, your vote for yourself.
I'm pleased to support Bruce.
And your vote for Grant.
And Grant echoes my support for
Grant. And as nominator, I would indeed like to also to confirm my yes vote for that. So hearty congratulations to Bruce. You are the Names Council Chairman for the next 6 months.
Philip.
Thank you, Philip, and thank you, everyone, for your support. And I'll try and do my best. I'd just also, I guess, like to propose a bit of a vote of thanks for yourself, Philip, for all the effort you've put in, I guess, over the last 18 months. And if others can just join me by saying aye, I think we can record that in a minute.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Philip?
Yes.
That's Ken Stubbs. I wanted to say that I think over these many months that you have done a superb job of working at the helm of the Names Council. It's been a task that I know has taken an inordinate amount of time, and I think you have done an excellent job working with the Secretariat. I'd like to take a second to give thanks to Glenn. She has just done an excellent job and been there for us. But I think as a team, you guys have just done a marvelous job, and the organization is there, and the transparency is there. So I'm very, very impressed with what you guys have been able to accomplish.
Thank you very much indeed.
Philip?
Yes.
I will be the third one saying the same, but I would not like to miss it. Let me express our big thanks to your extraordinary work to make Names Council working body, working very well and working efficiently with the Secretariat, with Glenn. Thank you, Philip.
Elizabeth, thank you indeed.
Excuse me, Mr. Harold Feld is joining conference.
Mr. Harold Feld.
Sorry to be so late.
Harold, that's okay. You've missed all the excitement, I'm afraid, but if you'd like to express... we've had a vote for the chairman, and everybody on the call has expressed their vote in favour of Bruce Tonkin as chairman for the next 6 months. If you'd like to...
I'll add mine to the general... pool then.
Splendid. And that's great. We're really just coming to an end of this call. We've declared Bruce elected, and earlier on the call we were just discussing the issue of transfers and deletes, and there'll be some work to do on our next call on that.
Stella, it's Marilyn. Could I ask you and Bruce, perhaps, as the outgoing chair, would you perhaps like to share some comments or thoughts with us? You have been, I will say to everyone on the call, that the business constituency has been pleased to support Philip, but we're a bit glad to be getting him back as well, because there's so much work to do within our constituency. But would you perhaps want to make a few comments about your views as chair?
Certainly, thanks. I think perhaps what I might just say in general now is that thank you all for your kind words, and it's been indeed time-consuming, but also quite rewarding and good fun. And I think We have helped, I think, all working together to make the names council and the DNSO, perhaps in the eyes of the board and others, better as we have gone along. What I think I may be doing is just writing a few notes as a sort of outgoing report, and I'll be sending that to the council and also to the board, which will just perhaps put some flesh on those words. But let's not take any more time of this already extended call on that. Suffice to say again, thank you for your kind words, and I believe we'll be talking to each other again on September the 12th with Bruce Tonkin at the helm.
September the 12th?
September 12th, yes. So right. on that, unless there's any other business.
Thank you.
I'll move for adjournment then, Philip.
Right. Thank you, Ken. Let's adjourn, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Philip.
Right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Philip. Thank you.
Bye.